Good morning. Excuse me while I get used to this. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to all of you as we have been coming here for a while and have gotten to know quite a few of you over the past year. Thank you so much for being so welcoming to my family and I. It has been a great joy to get to know a lot of you and to worship with you and to learn alongside you. For those of you that I have not had the opportunity to meet, my name is Theodore. I have absolutely no idea on the date that I was saved. I was a pretty reluctant convert, not like C.S. Lewis, but still pretty stubborn. I did not grow up in a Christian family. I didn't know much about Christ or the Bible or Jesus until high school when I was working at Evans Plunge, and there was a group of people there that went to church and were believers, and I became friends with them and went to church with them and kind of read the Bible, but did not make a meaningful connection or relationship with Jesus and fell away. And I remained an unbeliever for a long time after that, and was pretty hostile to the ideas and theologies and teachings of Jesus until quite a ways after. It is unfortunate because it led to a lot of disagreements and with my wife, who was and is a beautiful daughter of God and a believer in Christ, and I thank God so much that he gave her strength and perseverance to deal with those unfortunate conversations. But one day I did happen across some good Bible-based teaching, and there were a lot of things in that sermon that upset me, that I didn't agree with, that I didn't understand, but there was something about it logically that hooked me and that I couldn't let go of. So since I had a lot of time on my hands driving for work, I kept listening, and then I started to read in the Bible and to investigate. And then God put it in my heart that I wanted to read through the entire New Testament. So I did that, and upon completing it, I was absolutely blown away. The Bible is a magnificent treasure to people from God. It is unmatched in its truth. It is unmatched in its philosophy, its theology, its history. As a piece of literature, the Bible is absolutely amazing. And at the center of the Bible is a magnificent character that could have never been conceived by people in Christ. His ways are true. His teachings are right. That's one of the things that absolutely blew me away, is Jesus' teaching, when put up against the world's teaching, are almost always different, and he always turns out to be right, and his ways always turn out to be correct. And he is the perfect role model. He is the perfect friend. He is love and truth and life. And it is through him that I put my faith for my salvation and for eternity. And I am so thankful, because I tried to save myself and it didn't work. And as I admit, when I was talking to some people yesterday, I also said I tried to unsave myself and that also didn't work. So I have absolutely no control over that. Because I have tried to run away from God several times, like Jonah, which is so dumb. And it always reminds me of the book of John in chapter 6, starting in verse 69, where Jesus said, "Do you wish to leave also?" In which Simon Peter replies, "To whom else should we go? For you have the words of eternal life, and we have come to know you as the Holy One of God." And I am so thankful for that. And I think that's one of the biggest changes as I was thinking about all of this, is I used to be more gung-ho on avoiding hell and not having that be my judgment and my place for eternity. But now I more look forward to heaven with God, as I have full confidence in his promises and that he will get me there. I so look forward to the day that I'll get to be with God and get to know his truth and light and wisdom without the barrier of sin. And I'm excited that I get to worship God for an eternity with you. So thank you so much. And I look forward to continuing to grow and to know all of you and to be a part of Calvary Baptist Church family and the family of God. Thank you so much.